This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at psychology, acupuncture, and low back pain, and finally a story about the factors influencing the surgical decision for the treatment of degenerative lumbar stenosis. For Health Beat, wishing us a very happy birthday, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 500, recorded March 13th. 15. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study was recently published in the Clinical Journal of Pain to identify psychological covariates of longitudinal changes in back-related disability in patients undergoing acupuncture. A longitudinal postal questionnaire study was conducted with data collection at baseline, meaning pre-treatment, then at 2 weeks, 3 and 6 months later. A total of 485 patients were recruited from 83 acupuncturists before commencing acupuncture for back pain. Questionnaires measured variables from four theories, including fear avoidance model, common sense model, expectancy theory, and social cognitive theory. Clinical and socio-demographic characteristics and disability were also measured. Longitudinal multivariate models were constructed with disability over time as the outcome. The study concluded that illness perceptions and, to a lesser extent, self-efficacy and expectancies can usefully supplement variables from the fear avoidance model in theorizing pain-related disability. Positive changes in patients' beliefs about back pain might underpin the large non-specific effects of acupuncture seen in trials and could be targeted clinically. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. In a preference-based shared decision-making system, several subjective and or objective factors, such as pain severity, degree of disability, and the radiological severity of canal stenosis may influence the final surgical decision for the treatment of lumbar spinal stenosis. However, current understanding of the shared decision-making process and the significance of each factor remain primitive. The authors of a recent study published in the European Spine Journal aim to investigate which factors influence the surgical decision of the treatment of lumbar spinal stenosis when using a preference-based shared decision-making process. The study concluded that motor weakness, male sex, morphological stenotic grade, and the amount of disability are critical factors leading to a surgical decision for lumbar spinal stenosis when using a preference-based shared decision-making process. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Socrates. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again thanking everyone for making this ride through 500 episodes possible, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.